Ah, yeah, the one and only Joe Patek Orchestra out of Shiner, Texas, starting us off there with our theme song, At the Mill. And with that, we say Vito me vas, and welcome to show number 6 of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Hope everybody had a nice Memorial Day weekend. I'm actually recording this during Memorial Day weekend, but I do hope you had a nice one. Hope everybody had a chance to stop for a moment and think about those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can do things like host a polka show on the internet, you know, or have a barbecue, or in my case, go down to Houston and help my daughter lug all her apartment to a new apartment. So not really too excited about that, but I will get the chance to see my daughter. But like I said, you know, it's thanks to those who went before us and, like I said, did make the ultimate sacrifice that we were able to do pretty much anything we want. So thank you to all those who have served and still serve. With that said, let's get on into the music. And I'm going to start this show off a little differently. I've mentioned in the past about the Bachova Česká Kapela, the first Czech band, the Bacha band in Texas. And about the 1970s or so, maybe late 60s, they put out an album called First Recordings. And what this was basically a compilation of all the 78 recordings that they recorded for the OK label back in the late 1920s, probably around 1929 or so. The Bachas had been performing since like the late 1880s, but they weren't actually recorded until the late 1920s. And what I thought was kind of neat is on this recording, it has a spoken introduction by Joe Gronovich, who is one of the all-time great polka DJs down here in Texas. And the introduction is in English and Czech. And a few years ago, actually, I guess about, well, it's already been 12 years, I didn't realize it's been that long, Brian Marshall, who plays Polish music down here in Texas, had kind of a roots album. It was a little bit more acoustic than the things he'd done in the past, called Texas Kapela. But he did the same thing. He had an introduction in English and Polish. So I thought I would feature those back to back to kind of show you how the tradition is carried along. I thought this was kind of a unique feature to these two recordings. So we're going to start off with the Bacha band with the introduction, and then we're going to have Brian Marshall and his band with the introduction as well. You're going to kick this set off, and I'm going to let Mr. Joe Gronovich introduce this segment. So take it away, Joe.
This is Joe Gronovich. The Bacha family apologize for the fidelity of the new Bacha LP. However, as most of us know, every tune on this disc was recorded before the year 1930. And by the way, if you can't find one of your favorite tunes on this new Bacha LP, you're sure to find it on one of the other Bacha family albums. Představuji se. Jsem Joe Gavranovič, jsem mluvčí pro Bachovu rodinu. Omlouvám se pro možná nejasné rekordování této nové Bachové LP dlouhohrající desky. Ale jak mnoho z nás víme, každá melodie na této desce byla rekordovaná před 1930 lety. A mimochodem, lestí nenaléznete jednu z vašich oblíbených písní na této nové Bachové LP desce, zajisté je naléznete na jednom jiném Bachovém rodinném albumě. Thank you.
Dedicate this to the Polish people who came to America and then settled in Texas.
Jak się macie? My dziękujemy z całym sercem, że bardzo dawno te polskie ludzie przyszli do Ameryki I Teksasu.
These people worked hard, prayed to God, and they liked to dance and sing.
Tak mocno pracowali, zawsze się modliły do Boga I lubiały śpiewać I tańcować.
Today, they still work hard, and they never stop praying.
Dzisiaj my jeszcze robimy ciężko I zawsze modlimy się.
But right now, let's just dance.
A teraz, pan marszałek, na twoje krzypce zagrajmy cośik po polsku. Zola, zola!
Wsadziła go do buta. A o mój miły kogucie, 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 ci cię dobrze w tym bucie. Poszła baba po papiu, po papiu, a tam dziodzio na tropiu. A tam dziodzio na tropiu, na tropiu, na tropiu, poszła baba po papiu. Miała baba koguta, 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 wsadziła go do buta. O mój miły kogucie, 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 ci cię dobrze w tym bucie.
Mm-hmm.
the Frank Hazuka band there with a nice waltz called When We Parted. And like I said, we started that set off with the Bachova Česká Kapela, the Bacha band out of Fayetteville, doing a Round the Moon polka with an introduction by Joe Goranovich. And right after that, we had Brian Marshall doing the Miala Baba Kogota. I think that's how you pronounce that. I'm not sure. I'm not too kind of rusty on my Polish. In other words, the old woman had a rooster, and that also had an introduction. Unfortunately, I don't know who was doing the Polish speaking on that. I know Brian was doing the English. And like I said, we followed that up with Frank Hazuka and his band and the When We Parted waltz. We're going to continue on now with some more old-time music from the 1940s and 50s. Here's Hair Louie. Hair Louie and his old-time band, who is the father or grandfather, I can't remember. I think father, maybe, of Clarence Scheele, who does a German show on the internet. Anyway, here's Hair Louie and his old-time band and the old classic schottische Ten Pretty Girls.
Sedlak sedí na svém sídle, on má právo dědičné. Když se celá zem otáčí, nese vřím je rozličné. Ale ty nevěční lidi za jeho kapce jen stydí. Kdyby sedláka nebylo, všechno by zahynulo. Ale ty nevěční lidi za jeho kapce jen stydí. Kdyby sedláka nebylo, všechno by zahynulo.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little Cajun music there to wrap up this first segment. The Gulf Coast Playboys out of Austin doing one called the Lafayette Two-Step. Right before that, Leo Mayak and his orchestra doing the My Pony, My Konichku. The Vrazos Polka Band with the Czech Farmer Waltz. And like I said, we started that off with Herr Louie and his old-time band doing the Ten Pretty Girls Schottisch. And with that, the first half of the show is down. I'm going to step aside, let the station run a few ads, and we'll be back in just a minute with some more great Czech polka and waltz music, so stick around.
Déjà li spím, máš mě nechat spát, když se probudím, máš mě milovat. A na ten dnešní den měl jsem líbý sen, viděl jsem tebe v krásné zahradě.
Put me to sleep there. It was so smooth. Of course, the one and only Adolf Hofner there doing Kadish Yalib Yespim, the Dreamland Waltz, from a CD version of his album South Texas Swing. you can track down the LP version that came out in the 1980s, by all means do so. It's got a lot of different songs that are not on the CD, and some of the ones that are on the CD are different, are prolonged, and there's a radio show snippet that's on the LP that is contains some music that's not on the CD. So if you get a chance, track that down. Anyway, going to continue on now and feature a couple by Leroy Motoka. First, with the Lee Ilsey Orchestra when he was just starting out, and then later after he took over the band and renamed it the Leroy Motoka Orchestra. So here we are, starting it off with one of my favorites, one called The Snowflower.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, some nice polka music there by a band called the Moon Glow Orchestra. They are primarily a kind of ballroom dance band out of Houston, but they do polkas and waltzes from time to time. They have a lot of guys that play in polka bands in that band. Mike Guest on bass, Jimmy Heinsohn, who's played with us before on trumpet, Buddy Bame, who has helped us out from time to time on keyboards. I think David Zarnik, I'm not sure if it's Alan or David, I think it's David though, from the Texas Dutchman on sax, and a couple of other guys, but some heavy hitters in that band, and a real, real nice version there, When I Sleep. Started off that little set with Leroy Motoka in the Lee Ilse Orchestra doing the Snowflower Polka, and I love the drums on that. We're going to be doing that on our new CD, and I'm going to try to replicate that beat as much as I can. I really love that swing beat. And then right after that, from an album from the 1980s called By Popular Demand, and of course the Marianko Waltz featuring my trumpet mentor, Willie Strider, who we lived basically about 2 miles away from each other as the crow flies out in the country between Sealy and Cat Spring. And Willie was a senior when I was a freshman, and helped me a lot with my trumpet playing. He is actually now the trumpet instructor at Texas Tech University. He is a world-class trumpet player, and glad to have had the chance to know him as a friend and also study underneath him back during my formative high school years. Continuing now, just going to keep rolling and feature some music from the Dallas area, since we did just have the Ennis Polka Festival last weekend. Actually going on right now as I speak, but by the time you hear it, it will be last weekend. And kind of feature some of the bands featuring members that kind of helped start that festival. Going to kick it off with the Music Makers Orchestra, run by Ray Zaplatal, who is the father of Danny Zaplatal, who runs the Polka Festival now, and I think Ray was instrumental in actually starting that Polka Festival out in Ennis. So here are the Music Makers from an album called Blue Bonnet Check, and this is, of course, the Rano Raničku, the Good Morning Polka. We'll be right back. Johnny Menchik and his band doing the Naughty Little Girl Polka. That's a really cool polka. We've done that back with the Dance Hall Boys, but I haven't heard too many other bands do that. It's a really cool instrumental piece. Jerry Petter, like I said, another one of the kind of the founding fathers of Dallas area polka music, doing some solo accordion there, the Grandmother's Joy Landler. And like I said, we started that off with the Music Makers and the Good Morning Polka. And with that, unfortunately, our time has come to an end, but I do want to thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Like I said, you can always download this show or any other show at our website, checkpolka.com. While you're there, check out the Song of the Week. That is a really cool thing. I started way back about 1999, and I ran it for a couple of years and kind of got busy with raising kids and everything like that, and I couldn't maintain it. But I did bring it back earlier this year. And basically what it is I've got about 800-900 individual songs, recordings from our band, both our previous band, the Dance Hall Boys, and our current band, the Czech Melody Masters, going all the way back from pretty much when we started, 1995, up to the present. And what I do is every single week I just feature a different live track. And I'll do a little introduction, talk a little bit about the song, maybe talk about that particular dance or something like that. But it's a different song every single week. It's only up for a week. When the week is up, I change the song and it's gone forever. But you can download those as well. So if you want to even check out some more great music, check out the Song of the Week. And with that, we're going to get on out of here. I got to get ready for do some packing. By the time you hear the next show, I will be hopefully relaxing on a nice warm beach in Hawaii. So I got a couple of weeks left to get my stuff ready, but we are going to get on out of here with the Red Ravens and the Monkey Polka. And like I always say, I never know how long these shows are going to run, so you may get a bonus track at the end. So always stick around and you may get more than your money's worth. But anyway, we are going to get out of here with the Red Ravens doing the Monkey Polka. Until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
Švec za jeho vinu, jinýho švece, ani velice, a tak to dělá opice. A na bale se opil, božení propil, domů ženu byla, byla všecko pryč, a přišel domů z rožky, z něho přišla nečky, tak to dělá.